Well, it's wonderful to be here today with you this morning.
今天早上很高兴和大家在一起。
I just wanted to say how blessed I was to hear and sing along with you.
我只是想说，可以跟大家一起坐在这边一起唱圣诗是何等的蒙福。
And especially how touched I was to hear you reading God's word.
特别是当我跟大家一起诵读神的话语的时候。真的是心里非常的感动。
Today's message, I wanted to bring as a continuation of the previous message, and has a lot to touch on the previous message.
今天的这个信息呢，实际上是跟我前面一次讲的是一脉相承的。
But if you weren't here, that's okay, because we'll cover that briefly.As we move forward.
不过你们如果上一次如果有人不在这儿也没有关系，因为我还是会简短的把它捎带一下。
Before we go any further, let's begin with a word of prayer.
那么我们先从一个祷告开始。
Father, we thank you for this day.
父神，我们为今天向你献上感谢。
We thank you for your all-knowing and powerful wisdom.
主，我们为你的大能、你的智慧献上感谢。
We thank you for your ever present and deep love for us.
我们也为你深深的大爱，随时和我们在一起的大爱献上感谢。
We thank you for sending your son to die for us.
我们谢谢你将你的爱子赐给我们，且为我们死。
And we are so grateful that he lives to show us how we ought to live.
我们也因为他是复活的，而且是永活的。为此，我们献上感谢，他和我们一起活在这里。
I pray that you would help us as we dig into your word today.
主啊，当我们今天研读你的话语的时候
，In Jesus' name we pray.
我们求你和我们同在，奉耶稣的名，
阿门。So our passage begins off really with something like this.
我们的这个信息是从这样一个画面开始。
Now I'm not sure how many of you are familiar with what this picture means.
有没有人知道这个画面代表的是什么？
Growing up in an American church, I quickly learned these weird little things like this picture.
我呢，因为本人是从美国的教会里面成长的，所以我很快的就学到了这个画面。
And it used to be long ago in American culture that when you really needed to remember something,
那么在美国的文化当中，以前是这样的，就是说，当你非常非常的需要记住一些什么东西的时候
，that you would take a little piece of string and tie it on your finger just like this.
你就用一个小红线，像这样把它绑在你自己的手指上。
And I believe you're supposed to tie it on your right hand if you're right-handed.
如果你是右撇子的话，你就应该把它绑在你的右手上。
To help you remember, because anything you ever do or touch, you'd always be bothered by the string on your finger.
这样呢，无论你做什么的时候，你都会看到它对你是一个提醒。
Our first section of the first four verses is actually very much what Peter wants to do. He wants to remember.
那么我们的这个头四节的经文就是彼得让我们记住的。
In fact, he wants us to remember.
实际上是他叫我们来记住。
He wants us to remember what he just spoke about.
他让我们记住他刚刚讲的是什么。
So when we move in our verse into this first verse in verse 12, it says, Therefore I intended always to remind you of these qualities that through you, though you know them and are established in the truth that you have.
他说你们虽然晓得这些事并且在你们已有的真道上坚固我却要将这些事常常提醒你们。
Paul is describing his desire. In this word intend, one of the things that could be intoned is the word duty. But I believe that Paul really is more than just saying, you need to do this.
彼得讲这个事情的时候，一方面他也是讲一种的义务，但是他更着重的是讲说你们要记住这些事情。
But it is also not just a longing, it is something that is very specific and pointed and guided.
但是这个不光是一种意愿，它也是非常具体的，它让你们去记住一些具体的事情。
We see that from this mention of these word qualities.
那么我们也从品德这个字上看到。
We can go on and back into the passage from verse 5 of chapter 1 through verse 7. And Paul or Peter lists all of these different attributes that we ought to display and work on in our Christian lives.
那么就是作为一个提醒，我们可以看一下彼得前书二章的一到五到七节，这里面彼得列出了我们作为基督徒，我们要在正道上成长所需要的所有的这些品德。
At the core, he wants for our faith to grow.
最关键的是他让我们的信心去成长。
And he begins layering on these different levels or aspects of life that we can add to make it grow.
然后呢，他就加上了各种各样的在我们生活中可以帮助我们成长的这样一些品德。
So he's saying with faith, you need to add virtue, and then knowledge, and then self-control, and then steadfastness, and godliness, and brotherly affection, and love.
所以他就说，在信心之上呢，你还再加上德行，再加上知识、节制、忍耐、前进，再加上爱弟兄的心和爱众人的心。
And with great urgency and great excitement, he wants to share this very strong secret that he's taken over his whole spiritual life to learn.
然后呢，他这一生当中他所学到的这个信心上面的一些的秘密呢，他非常迫切的想要传给我们。
In essence, this is the secret to how to cultivate a stronger faith.
这个是如何培养一个坚定信心的这样的一个秘方。
In fact, last time we mentioned that he was so certain and is so desiring that people would have a faith that is unstoppable, that will never fall.
上次其实你如果想记得的话，他讲到的是他希望大家有这样的一个坚定的这样一个信心，以至于说我们会永不失脚。
So we can see as he moves on, he says, I think it's right as long as I'm in this body to stir you up by way of reminder.Since I know that putting off of my body will be soon, as the Lord Jesus Christ made clear to me.
他是说我现在在帐篷的里面的日子已经不多了，所以我希望说在我离开帐篷之前把这些事情传讲给你们。
Paul was basically saying, I'm going to be leaving the earth soon and passing away.
他实际上就是想说我在这个世界上的日子已经不多了，我将要离去。
And although I'm not necessarily crippled or anything like that,I want to spend my most precious last moments giving you these thoughts.
他的意思是说，虽然我并不是说脚瘸了或者怎么样，但是当我在世界上最后的这个最宝贵的时间，我要用来向你们传讲这些事情。
He circles back around and says these words, I will make every effort so that after my departure, you may be able to recall at any time these things.
他是说我要殷勤的来传讲，这样当我离世以后，你们会记住这些事情。
So we see that Paul's desire is that we would have these qualities in our mind so ingrained and so embedded, memorized that it's like a reflex, and that we would have an unfailing recall of these things.
他是说希望这些的品德能够印记在我们脑子里如此的深刻，以至于就好像一个条件反射一样，当我们做什么事情的时候，他们都会自动的就会这样在我们生命当中活出来。
So why does Paul want us to have these things so much?
那么为什么保罗如此的迫切的想让我们知道这些事情呢？
This is to step back again earlier in our passageRight from the beginning of this chapter and the beginning of this book, Peter mentions that he is first of all a servant, but he is also an apostle.
那么我们可以回到说彼得后书第一章最前面的时候，彼得说他是一个仆人，而且也是一个使徒。
Now, how many of you in your Christian life have ever felt like you have taken two steps forward but one step backwards?
那么大家在做基督徒的旅程当中，有没有人曾经有这样的经历，就是说你会往前走两步，然后又往后退一步。
But maybe even on a bad day, you'll take one step forward and you feel like it's two steps backwards.
也许在一些不太好的日子，你会往前走一步，然后往后退两步。
Peter's writing to Christians that are being persecuted, and they're suffering not only the persecution, but also wrestling with growing and failing.
彼得是写给初代教会的基督徒，他们不仅是遭受迫害，而且他在他们自己的这个基督徒的成长当中也是有各种各样的痛苦。
So he says here, to them and expresses that their identity as a Christian is that you have an equal kind of faith as me.
那么他给这些基督徒写信的时候，他说你们的身份是你们是和我一同一样得到宝贵信心的人。
In fact, this seed of faith, he's saying that you have the same kind of seed as an apostle.
也就是说你们得到的信心的种子和我作为使徒得到的信心的种子是一样的。
You have the same kind of righteousness.
你们有一样的公义。
Because you have the same Jesus.
因为你们有同样的耶稣。
So with that in mind, in verse 2, he says, May grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord.
所以在第二节他就说愿恩惠平安因你们认识神和我们主耶稣多多的加给你们。
He wants grace and peace to grow in our lives.
也就是说他愿意恩惠跟平安在我们的生命当中能够增长。
How?
那么怎么样才能增长?
Knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord.
认识神和我们主耶稣。
Now we know many times people mention that John was the apostle that was closest to Jesus' heart.
也许大家听说过约翰是离耶稣的心最近的一个使徒。
And I'm sure Peter watched many times.
那么我确信说彼得其实经常把这件事情看在眼里。
But long after Jesus, many years after he left, I'm sure Peter was thinking constantly, not of John, but of Jesus.
可是我相信说在耶稣离开以后许多许多年里面彼得的心里面想的一定不是约翰而是主耶稣。
One of the things that Jesus did along the way in teaching the disciples, at different points he sat down, especially at the end, to teach them again where Jesus was in all of Scripture.
那么耶稣在他的这个传道的过程当中教过使徒们很多东西，很多，然后有一些在他快要离开他们的时候，他又再一次的向他们重申。
And we know that Peter did not write a gospel.
我们知道说彼得没有写一个福音书。
But he worked closely with Mark to write the Gospel of Mark.
可是他是马可的一个亲密的同工，他帮助马可写了马可福音。
But Peter did not lift his pen and write a book of the Bible until late in his life.
可是彼得直到他生命当中非常非常接近尾声的时候，才最后拿起笔来真正写圣经里面的书卷。
And while Paul had all this formal and technical and recognized biblical training.
那么保罗另外一个使徒虽然他有一个非常正统的关于圣经的这样的一个培训。
Peter did not have all that formal training.
彼得从来没有过这种正式的培训。
And so over the years he spent time after time again in scripture.
那么在很多年里面实际上彼得他就一直的把时间花在圣经上面。
Really, just getting to know Jesus.
目的就是说为了能够认识主耶稣基督。
In verse 3 through 4 here, before that section of all the qualities, right at the beginning it says, the divine power God grants us, all things that pertain to life and godliness. In other words, everything we need for life and godliness God has given to us.
在讲所有的这些品德之前，前面的两节，第三节跟第四节，他说，神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们。也就是说，所有的这些我们需要的，其实神都已经给我们了。
And in the middle of verse 4, you can see here that one of the amazing things is that with Jesus, we can become divine partakers in the divine nature of God.
在第四节里面我看到一个最宝贵的东西是说我们可以 得以与神的性情有份。
And with that, he moves on and says that because of this, you need to be sure of your salvation.
那么所以呢他在这个基础上往下他就讲到说你们一定要与跟你们的这个恩召你们要有这样一个坚定的信心。
Because if you practice these qualities, you will never fall.
因为你们若行这几样，就永不失脚。
And you'll have a grand and wonderful and beautiful entrance into heaven.
这样你们可以丰丰富富的进入我们主基督耶稣永远的国。
So we move on, and we can see here in our passage from those first four verses that Paul moves on, or Peter moves on, verse 16 through 21.
那么从这些经节里面，我们可以看到彼得继续的 往下从讲他的十六节到二十一节。
And all of this was really to set up this portion here that we're going to talk about God's word and how precious it is.
所以以上这些只是说作为一个我们今天主要要讲的经文的这样一个基础，让我们知道说这些经文是多么的宝贵。
Peter must have perceived that in the midst of all of the persecution and all of the failure in their Christian lives, that they had doubts.
那么彼得一定是看到说基督徒虽然他们是在这个迫害之中，虽然他们有种种的失败，但是呢他们还是这样奉着神的这个命令前行。
Do you ever wonder if God is real?
你是否曾经怀疑过神到底是不是真的？
Do you ever doubt that Jesus is real?
你是不是曾经怀疑过耶稣是不是真的？
And I'm sure even in Peter's life, he had to go back and think again. No, Jesus was real.
即使是在彼得自己的生命当中，他其实有的时候也是要走回去，然后去回想说，是的，耶稣是真的。
It's not a made-up story.
这个不是人编造的一个故事。
It's not some clever invention to try and make life work.
不是乖巧的捏造。
He said Jesus came both in power and this coming.
他说了耶稣的能力与降临。
Now the power is pretty straightforward because you have two kinds of power that could be used, at least in the English language, that we can't see. But in Greek, you can see two different words used for power that we translate.
那么能力这个字虽然在英文里面是比较不太会有问题的一个字，但是实际上在希腊文里面同样的字是有两个不同的字来代表的。
One is the word for authority, or Greek word is exousia.
那么一个呢是讲说他有一个身份，这个身份可以让他有能力来做一些事情或者讲一些事情。
The other is the actual word for might.
那么另外是讲说力量。
And that's like a bodybuilder.
就好像那些锻炼身体的人一样。
Jesus came with all the ability, the power.
耶稣来呢，他是有种种的能力，所有的能力。
Like God.
像上帝一样。
This other word, though, is even more interesting, is the word coming.
那么降临这个字实际上就更加的有意思。
And in opening up my studies, this word was very rich in all sorts of information and knowledge connected to this.
当我来研读这段圣经的时候，发现说它里面有各种各样的关于这个字的知识。
Originally in Greek culture and ancient cultures, a king would announce his coming.
那么在古代的文化当中当一个国王要来之前，他就会先要宣布说他要来了。
I remember even just in the first weeks and months that I was here, being excited about when Pastor Huang would really arrive.
那么让我回想到，即使是我在这个教会牧会的当中，当黄牧师快要来之前，他虽然还没有来，我们大家都非常的激动。
And so many things began to change, and we had to prepare and work, and there was a lot of excitement in the air.
然后呢我们都非常的激动，然后我们会做各种各样的预备的事情为了他到来。
Our deacons and finance had to begin preparing their books and the monies.
我们的财务执事就开始要把我们的这个账都要弄好来。
Other deacons had to begin preparing and setting up his office.
别的执事会帮他把他的办公室都清理好。
And of course with Brother Sean had to prepare for new worship.
还有小聪弟兄，他会准备一些新的敬拜程序。
And for the choir,
还有我们的诗班。
All of these preparations, all of the things that surround it, sometimes it will be the announcements that came before.
所有的这些实际上都是在说他要来之前，这个宣布之前就要开始动手的。
And when a king would come, sometimes he would even send gifts and money and supplies.
那么这个当这个国王来的时候，他有时候还会说会送一些的后勤上面的有关的事物，甚至于金钱。
And Jesus is coming with such a wonderful and beautiful thing.
那么耶稣的降临也是这样一个奇妙的事情。
Peter said that he was an eyewitness.
彼得说他亲眼看见。
In fact, he said he's the eyewitness of his majesty.
他说他是他的尊贵的一个见证人。
This word majesty is only used for royalty.
尊贵这个字只有用在皇家的身上才可以用到这个字。
So the way that Jesus came is with all this power, might,
所以当耶稣带着力量来的时候
and all this authority and anticipation,
也带着他的权柄和众人的期待
and then he shares that moment with us.
然后彼得就开始跟我们分享这个道临的这个时间这个具体的事件
When Jesus arrives, God the Father reaches out and blesses Jesus.
当耶稣来的时候，天父在天上，他宣布说他来了。
And the voice that came said these words, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased."
然后就在这个大的荣光之中，就有天上就有声音说，这个是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
2 weeks ago for Father's Day, I actually preached out of these words, but out of the book of Mark.
两个礼拜以前在父亲节的时候我其实讲到的是同样的字但是是从马可福音里面来的
And Peter heard these words on the mountain in person as an eyewitness
但是彼得跟马可不一样的是彼得是亲自在那个山上亲耳听到了这些字
For Father's Day I told our congregation there's two things that we see as the love and the pleasure
那么在父亲节的时候我讲过两个概念一个是爱一个是喜悦
And I encouraged especially our fathers but even our mothers that we when we parent our children that we need to remember that they're always aware of our love
那么我也讲到说我们的父亲们也包括我们的母亲们当我们在培养孩子的时候要让孩子们知道说我们爱他们
Now I'm going to practice something a little bit here if you'll indulge mePlease repeat after me, even in English.
那么我希望请大家跟我一起来这个诵读这个，即使是英文也可以。
I love you.
我爱你。
Now, I want you to repeat those words to your children.
那么我也请大家回家以后对着你的孩子重复这个字。
To your mother and father.
也对你的父母们。
To your brothers and sisters.
对你的兄弟姐妹们。
We all need to know someone cares for us.
我们心里面都有这样一个渴望，就是说有人会关爱我们。
With no strings attached.
没有任何的条件。
It wouldn't be forgotten.
不会被忘记。
They'll always be dear and remembered.
然后是永远是让我们会记住的。
The second thing we see is God's pleasure.
那么第二件事情我们看到的是神的喜悦。
Why is he pleased?
他为什么会有这样的喜悦?
Because he has done well.
因为他做得很好。
And you know, in our lives we know sometimes our parents or we as parents can be disappointed.
那么你们知道在现实生活当中有的时候我们的父母对我们或者是我们作为父母有时候我们会很失望。
But our challenge is how do we help our children themselves succeed?
因为我们的挑战是怎么帮助我们的孩子们让他们能够成功。
We don't want to do their homework for them.
我们不能说就帮他们做作业这样他们就成功了。
Even though I know we want to sometimes.
虽然我知道有时候你很想这样去做。
But we want to feel that pleasure, don't we?
可是我们都很希望说能够感受到这样的喜悦，是不是？
Of giving out the pleasure that we can feel from our children.
关于把这个喜悦给出去，然后我们可以感受得到这样的一种。
So we must set them up so that they can, on their own, do well.
我们要做好准备，让他们能够自己靠自立来成功。
But I want you to repeat these words after me.
那么我希望大家能够再重复我的如下的这几个字
Well done
很好做得很好
If you use I love you and well done regularly at the right times
如果你经常的在恰当的时候讲我爱你和做得好
You will be mirroring the relationship that God the Father had with his son
那么你就好像学到了天父跟他的圣子之间的这样的一个互动的关系。
Even if you think your child does nothing right,
即使你觉得你的孩子什么都没有做对
search hard,
还是要这样做。
Tell them no matter what, I love you.
告诉他们无论如何我们都是爱你的。
And find those things, son, daughter, you do this well.
然后告诉他们说你做这个事情做得好。
So we see this relationship between the father and the son, and it's beautiful.
我们看到了这样的一个父子关系是如此的美善。
It's also because Jesus in seeing God's the Father's pleasure has performed everything that he has been called to do.
然后我们也看到说耶稣他因为感受到上帝啊天父的喜悦，所以他在做任何事情上他都做得很好。
But the other thing that's happening is that everything that he was asked to do came from the Father.
可是另一方面来讲呢，他所做的任何事情，这个都是从天父那里托付给他去做的。
The very voice, the very words, the very thoughts of God.
他的声音，他的言语，他的思维，都是从上帝来的。
The plan of God.
都是神的计划。
And so we see Jesus is very closely tied to all these things, the very heart of God.
所以我们看到说耶稣他跟天父的心是如此的近
and comes with this power and this coming.
所以他才会有这样的权柄跟降临。
I shared this picture also, and you can see the dad smiling in the background, right?
那么我给大家看一下这个图片，你也可以看到说，在图片后面这个父亲他脸上的笑容。
It's probably his first big fish.
这个也许是这个孩子一生当中第一次啊抓到这么大的一条鱼。
And he probably caught it all on his own.
他大概是自己抓到的。
One of the neat things is that we see in Jesus the only and the perfect family is the Trinity.
我们从耶稣身上看到世界上唯一的一个美善的家庭就是我们的三位一体。
Moving back to our passage, verse 19.
回到我们的经节，在第十九节。
Not only is there this event and this relationship that's happening with God the Father and Jesus the Son and all the communication.
不光是有上帝天父跟耶稣的这样的一个事件啊，还有他们的所有的这些交流。
Now Peter turns towards the Word.
现在彼得就把他的话题转向到了圣经本身。话语本身。
The beginning of verse 19 is just stunning.
这个十九节一开始的时候，实际上是非常令人震撼的。
He says that the prophetic word is even more fully confirmed.
他说这个预言啊，是在正道上更加坚固。
Not only was Jesus real,
不光说耶稣是真的。
The word is real.
这个话语也是真的。
And even more.
更多的是。
So he says, pay attention closely.
说你们要在这个上面要注意。
How it is like a lamp in a dark place.
就好像是在黑暗当中的一盏灯。
And one of the most beautiful things here is how he's saying that the word is like a lamp into our lives.
那么这里比较令人震撼是讲说这个话语如何在我们的生命当中像一盏灯。
And in the midst of failure and uncertainty of how to go in life,
在我们生活当中所有的失败当中，我们所有的不确定当中
，Scripture rises in our hearts.
圣经居然就在我们的这个心里面就照亮我们。
Scripture rises like a morning star.
它在我们的心中就好像是晨星上升一样。
A star that tells us the daylight is coming.
像晨星一样告诉我们说白天来了。
A star that tells us the direction, even as the night is fading.
那么也是这样的一个星，虽然是说在夜晚将要散去的时候，它会指引我们的方向。
A star, essentially, the Scripture gives us a bright and shining hope.
这个晨星实际上就是我们的圣经，给了我们一个非常充满荣耀的这样的一个希望。
With that, he says that the way we handle Scripture is that no prophecy or no Scripture comes from personal interpretation.
他说，因此呢，当我们来这个研读圣经的时候，我们不能凭思义解经。
The way we understand Scripture is because God helps us to understand Scripture.
我们之所以能够读懂圣经，是因为上帝帮助我们能够去了解。
Another key to understanding Scripture is that we do not understand Scripture alone.
也就是说，我们了解圣经，不是说我们能够凭自己的能力单独的去了解圣经。
So what is Peter really saying here?
那么彼得在这边，他到底是在讲什么呢？
We mentioned about this relationship that we can have in partaking of this divine nature.
我们讲到说我们得以与神的性情有份，刚才讲到。
Peter is trying to show that just as there is this relationship with God the Father and the Son, and it was so close.
彼得是说，就好像上帝跟耶稣之间，天父跟耶稣之间有这么亲密的一个关系一样。
Through Scripture, we can have a relationship with God that is so close.
那么通过圣经，我们跟上帝也可以有这样一个亲密的关系。
We have the ability to hear Jesus and God in our lives through Scripture.
通过圣经，我们可以在生命当中听见耶稣跟天父他们的话语。
So all of those things about how to grow in faith.
所以刚才我们讲到很多关于如何让信心增长。
It's still centered upon Jesus at the center of our lives.
所有的这些，它的中心其实就是耶稣基督，是我们生命的中心。
Last Sunday, we had an opportunity for New Mexico mission trip preparations.
上个星期天，我们为这个新墨西哥的这个宣教旅行，我们有一个准备。
And I asked our team members, many of them are youth and college age.
那么我们的这个宣教队的队员很多是年轻人，有些是高中生，有些是大学生。我就问他们
，After you accept Jesus, do you still need salvation?
我就问他们，我说，当你接受耶稣基督以后，你是否还需要救恩？
And by the looks on their faces, I don't think they've ever been asked that question that way.
从他们的脸上的表情上看，我不觉得以前有任何人问过他们这样的问题。
I would hope that many of us here have accepted Jesus, and if you haven't, that you would.
我希望说我们在座的很多人都已经接受耶稣基督，如果你还没有的话，我希望你能够尽快的接受。
But even after you've accepted Jesus, you still need to keep growing.
可是你即使在接受耶稣基督以后，你还是要不断的成长。
Our relationship to Jesus and the way we grow is directly related.
我们跟耶稣的关系与我们的成长是直接的有关联的。
In fact, the way that Scripture comes to us is also very similar to how Jesus came to the earth.
实际上，这个圣经是如何来到我们中间的，就好像耶稣来到我们中间是一样的。
No prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit.
因为说没有预言是凭人意捏造的，他们都是从上帝借着圣灵而来的。
And sometimes when you study the Bible, it comes to life.
那么有的时候，当你学习圣经的时候，你会突然说领悟到这一点。
And I can't imagine having been one of those authors. Did your pen burn?
那么我有的时候会在想说，这些写圣经的这些人，他们的笔是不是会冒烟
？Was your mind racing too fast? Too many good thoughts?
他们是不是和脑子里有太多的好的主意，以至于说这个手都已经跟不上了写的时候
？In theology, there is this word called concursive inspiration.
在神学里面有这样一个字叫做合作式的默示。
And it's this idea of how the Holy Spirit and human ability work together.
这个是关于说圣灵如何利用人和人的能力，他们在一起同工。
And give us this beautiful thing called the Word of God.
然后呢，结果就是给了我们这样一个美妙的东西，就是神的话语。
And when we wrestle through Scripture,
当我们有的时候在荆棘当中挣扎的时候，
The Holy Spirit ought to wrestle with us.
圣灵也是这样跟我们在一起征战。
The Holy Spirit that came down as a seal of approval upon Jesus.
当圣灵降下来作为一个对耶稣的一个肯定的见证的时候，
The same Holy Spirit that powered Jesus through all of his life.
这个圣灵帮助耶稣在他的一生当中行各样神迹，
is found in Scripture.
这位圣灵在圣经当中你可以找到他。
There is no other holy book like the Word of God.
在全世界所有的圣书当中没有一本是跟我们的圣经一样的。
Made this way.
他们都不是这样被写出来的。
Shaped for us.
他们是为了我们的缘故而被写成来出写出来成形。
The mind of God.
上帝的意念。
The love of God.
上帝的爱。
The approval of God.
和上帝的肯定。
If we want to continue to grow,
如果我们想继续成长的话，
in all these different qualities,
我们想在上面讲到的这个种种的品德上成长的话，
meet Jesus in His Word.
我们必须在话语上与耶稣相遇。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we are grateful for your tremendous love towards us.
父啊，我们为你的大爱，主啊，我们有一个感谢的心。
How did you hide and put so much within your holy word?
主啊，你在你的圣言当中，主啊，真的是浇筑了多少的心血。
The secrets and power of life itself.
生命它的秘密，它的能力。
In the story and the person of Jesus.
在耶稣他的故事，他的生命。
Royalty,
尊贵
majestic,
全能
glorious,
荣耀
beautiful,
美善
Father, I pray that as we are here, that we would surrender our lives to you.
主啊，我祷告说我们在这边的时候，主啊，我们能够全心的降服于你。
That we cannot begin to understand the depths of your word.
我们没有办法开始了解你话语的深度，
unless we simply start reading and obeying，
除非我们能够开始去阅读去顺服，
that the very heart and mind of Christ，
然后耶稣基督他自己的心意，他的心思意念
would shape us，
会能够帮助我们成长
and guide us in hard decisions，
然后在艰难的时候会引领我们。
Father, help us to have this kind of faith like Peter.
主啊，帮助我们能够像彼得一样有这样的一个信心。
Thank you that we do have this faith like Peter.
也谢谢你让我们能够有像彼得一样这样的信心。
We give you thanks and praise.
主啊，我们把感恩和赞美都归于你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
If you'll rise,
请起立。
We'll sing our closing hymn.
我们要一起唱我们的结束的诗歌。
But to trust and
and obey. A shadow can rise, nor a cloud in the skies, but his smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt or a fear, not a sigh or a tear can abide while we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then,
two verses, that's fine. Let's close with a benediction.
大家一起领受祝祷。
May you go forward from this place,
当你离开这个地方的时候,
knowing that you have the same faith as the apostles,
你知道说你有和使徒一样的信心,
that you may grow and never fall,
你会, 成长永不失脚,
and that you may know this Jesus,
你会认识耶稣,
who gives us life,
给我们生命的耶稣。
May the love of the Father,
愿天父的慈爱,
and the peace of Christ,
主耶稣基督的平安,
and the power of the Spirit,
和圣灵的能力,
be with you,
与你同在。
Amen.
Amen.
Xiamiao代表教会，欢迎今天第一次来的弟兄姐妹和朋友们。丁赞军夫妇有没有在我们中间？欢迎你们，请坐。社连真、徐连红。 欢迎你们，请坐。没有照片了哈，有没有在我们中间今天没有拍到照片的，在你们的左手边，请你们起来，介绍一下你们的名字。 欢迎你们过来，谢谢。哦，还有叶继发、宋庭红，请坐。在左手边还有吗？没有的话，在你们的右手边，有没有今天第一次来的？ 今天第一次来的弟兄姐妹和朋友们，请你们等会留下来，我们有专门的同工带你们介绍我们的教会。今天有两件事情要报告，因为有很多弟兄姐妹，大家看到今天有很多弟兄姐妹去了夏令会，所以我们今天的 lunch 就暂停，下星期继续。秋季的洗礼呢是8月23号举行，所以下个星期 天开始有受洗班，所以若是你已经得救重生，也愿意照着主的教训接受洗礼的话，请你报名下个星期开始参加受洗班。今天的崇拜就到这里，今天我们好像没有主日学。 经文默祷然后散会。